Blog Talk Radio.
My song I sing.
my brother and sister, we're back. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Another episode, and yes, indeed, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed. This very precious opportunity. Yet this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Excuse me. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that unto His cause I have some very important, yes, some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. For that, I can only be utmost thankful. Yes, I can only be utmost thankful. Most High told me that I must tell you things. Yes, He said very important things. Which men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, from the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. My brothers and sisters, if they could. I said if they could, to destroy. I know what I heard from the Most High. I know what I heard. He told me it was very important. And there's a big difference, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, between hearing words from a man. Goodness. And hearing them with the expression Most High gives by His Spirit. Big difference. Most High lets you feel Him. And I cannot tell you how often it's been over the course of years since receiving this assignment. At least the best that I knew of it. Can't tell you how through the course of years how many times it's been or knowing that I had to go forth and send a message. Knowing that most are not prepared to hear it. Knowing that most have been compromised in their discretion. Not to seek to fully discern it. Knowing that it would come to pass for some that in not hearing, it might be the last chance they had. I can only tell you there's been a few times that I remember going forth to tell some people some things. And, well, they didn't listen. And what came of them soon after, I've seen cancer, I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen somebody drop dead right there from getting ready to sing a hymn in front of a congregation. Seen a lot of things over the course of years after telling somebody something. And I might not even have known myself that this was going to be the last chance they had to hear. Warned them again and again, please listen. Told me that they were going to be rebellious anyway. Even though it didn't make any sense whatsoever. And I had to ask him over and over again, are you sure that's what you mean, man? Pleading with him. Knowing that some people, so zealously proud of the insanity they've been taught, that some of you, if you tell them the truth, they'll just have to do everything they can to defend themselves in their illusions, making it difficult for both themselves and others. Still, Most High told me I had to speak. Well, a lot of things Most High has been telling me of late. And like I said, it just reverberated over the course of years. It's a lot to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about why men should ask the Most High, pleading with utmost humility for instruction from His Spirit. Has everyone understood? Let me tell you something. Maybe I need to start here before I even go into the greater mass of what I want to talk about. I've been given a message that I've oftentimes kind of considered very deeply. Can't tell you how many knots in the neck and in the back. Oh, wow. Petition the Most High, asking how to get these people to understand. The Most High put it on me pretty heavy. Something I had to do. Well, think about it sometime. I think about it a lot. Put a message on me lately that I asked him, even just this evening. I just go there. A lot of things I could say. A lot of things I could talk about. How to get people to understand this. He told me some very simple things. He said he's going to take care of it. Oh, boy. Heaven help us. I wish people could only understand what that means. He'll take care of it. The day is going to come that our people are going to be strong enough to recognize rationality when they hear it. But I can say something to you, my brothers and sisters, that I want you to just think about this for a minute. We live in a very strange society, very strange society. The Most High is one. He is consistent. He does not change. But we live in a strange society today. Think about it. A lot of folks want to believe because somebody is elected into office in this so-called democratic system. Wow. It says, up for and by the people. Wow. I want you to think about something. Do people really believe that the Most High, every 4 or 8 years, sets up a king with a different ideology and a different set of opinions and a different concept as how the nation should be run? Like I said, every 4 or 8 years, depending upon the shifting or changing tide or what seems wise to the people, constrained under a system whose innate inconsistencies demand so often that rather than people seek what is truly wise, they just look for a bunch of band-aids to fix at least what they call fixing, something that as long as it remains under the constructs or ideals that it opposed is always broken. It's never consistent, never true to the one Most High. Think about it. Do people really believe that? Look at it another way. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations. Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said. So you had all these folks in different denominations, all teaching from the book, quoting scripture. But Most High said to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters? Well, I know a lot of you haven't heard the Most High tell you that, but I know what you told me. You ever stop to consider that everybody administering these scriptures differently? Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that that has been His instruction? Listen to me closely. 45,000 denominations. Do you really believe that's been His instruction? He said to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. How about to miss his instructions? Whose instructions is it? People have taken so much scripture so many different ways and thought that so doing that they were wise. My brothers and sisters, we live in a strange system today. We really do. Men have actually sought because they could find someone, man, or some group that is compromised against the perfect will of Yahweh. None of them are true to all his will. And scripture says the gospels go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. I don't see any of these institutions that are true to the gospel. I said, I don't see any of these institutions that are true to all. I said, all his will, not even one of them. So in so many ways, it's quite insane to me that men actually believe that in this double-mindedness, this worldliness, this inconsistency, they can never be true to the perfect will of the one. It's amazing to me that people think that the Most High called such innate worldliness, double-mindedness, sin, misallegiance. People somehow figure like these institutions are faithful to the Most High and worthy of his favor. It doesn't make sense, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't make sense. Think about it. People say whatever they will in a society. They talk about, they say religious freedom, freedom of speech. And to them, that actually means that people can say whatever they want to, even against the Most High, confusing one another, confusing their brother, compromising the will of the Most High. Hey, playing politics, everybody. Playing politics. Seeking esteem from men. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. But, I mean, it's amazing. Everybody's seeking to appease the variant designs and desires of men. One against another. Is that a strong people? Is that a people who know the instruction of the Most High? What is it that you really see, my brothers and sisters? People claiming to be wise? After all manner of different institutionality? Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, even what they esteem and think is wise. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. There's something more to be looked for. He said, for men esteeming themselves wise, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken, he said that's not wisdom at all. And the innate nature of a society that would sanction so many divisions is that it does not consider all and everything the Most High has said. It can't preach the gospel. It's not the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. Should the Most High desire that his people be dissimulate, hypocritical, compromised, scattered after every manner of variant rule to prepare for his absolute rule? Does that make any sense, my brothers and sisters? We live in a society, like I say, called a democracy, say, up for and by the people. But the people are living in a system they don't even realize that constrains their intelligence to presume that what they're born into, because they're born into it, is somehow wise. That's the trick of state. That's the mark of the beast. That's the standard of the nation. It's definitely not faithful unto Yah. Think about it. The Most High said ultimately there won't be peace or salvation in this world until Messiah actually comes to gather all peoples under him to see beyond the folly of all the rulers. And as long as all this variant rule exists in the world, there is no peace. That's not a covenant. But somehow people have been compelled to believe that after all these differences, it was wise. I mean, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Democracy. Everybody picks and chooses after a changing social tide. different concept of a king. Is that taught respect for a king? Am I saying that men should respect these rulers who are made kings, founded upon the idea of a nation whose very constitution denies the firmity of divine will? No, my brothers and sisters, I'm saying what the Most High told me one day, and I told you all about this one time, about a year or so ago, more than a couple of years ago now, how one Shabbat morning, the Most High made it very, very plain to me that what he's about to do is all about respect. And I told you about when he told it to me, so did he, it was shouted into my consciousness with such a fervor. It's like getting hit upside the head. In fact, it took me a second to even regroup. He let me know that his word has importance. He means what he says. And people think otherwise because somebody tricked them to not respect his will. Most High called that faith. Does he call it reverence? Does he call it respect at all? No, my brothers and sisters, we got a problem. I mean, think about it. Most High told me he sends a prophet. He says he told me he sends a prophet to speak what others would not. How about that he sends a prophet to speak his will? What did he anoint? What did the Messiah talk about? Hey, they'd be anointed by his spirit. And he told his disciples, they'd be anointed by his spirit. Go forth and teach all nations everything. Said a faithful minister of Yahweh teach you everything. Teach you all things. So the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance, reproves all sin. How about every institution that is treacherous in that it does not compromise his will? As if to say somebody's going to enter into the kingdom of Yah off of some baby food doctrine that hardly even begins to encompass the fullness of the majesty of his consciousness. And I had folks sit back and tell me, well, I'm telling people, make the message simple, they say. Make the message, you know, not so replete, not so highly defining. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Most High told me everything he says has reason and importance. He says nothing without, he says nothing without reason. Everything he said is considerate and reinforced by everything he has or ever will say. Says his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, and then still people forget certain precepts and still think they understand. Or they don't realize the importance of understanding the fact that the words of Yah are very deep. There are many implications contained in it that if you miss, you don't realize how much you might miss toward being guided to see the next dimension. But we live in a strange society today, my brothers and sisters. As if men have not contemplated that by the Spirit of the Most High, we are supposed to be able to. We're supposed to be diligent to understand. Height, depth, and breadth with all the saints, the scripture says in Ephesians. Yes, the full measure and stature of Messiah. How else shall we understand and take his instruction? Not being alienated as are those whose allegiances is after the various nations of the Gentiles. I see scriptures in the book of Ephesians 4th chapter, by the way, 3rd and 4th chapter. I see scriptures in Hosea 7 and 8. It talks about Israel has mixed himself with Gentiles. Weary to the point of gray hairs and knows it not. Though he has saved them, yet have they spoken lies against them. In other words, he has shown them at one time, the way beyond all these massive illusions. But according to the multitude, have they spoke still yet turned and spoken lies against him? So he says in Hosea 8 that the Most High will send Messiah, that one like a ravenous bird to bring all things to remembrance. And even those things, my brothers and sisters, most have not respected. Not recognize as a reference point that doesn't change. Cometh against the house of the Most High as an eagle. Because they've broken the commands and been violent to the law. And yet they cry out, O our God, we know thee. The scripture says they've set up kings, idols, false gods, false standards, but not by him. That when his words are spoken, because they have another king, nothing standards up to which they After which they say they walked in righteousness. He says he writes to them many great things out of his law, but his words they consider a strange thing. What kind of king have men had for so many generations? The Most High says he has ascended king, that the people might become a strong people again. And the scripture says that when he first appears, that might be quite different from what they told you in your churches. The scripture says when he first appears, and he appears to a city. They didn't tell you that either. My article on my website, hiddengospel.com, the article called The Secret City Prophecies, I tell you now that there's a lot in the scriptures that said in advance the leaders wouldn't tell you. Treacherous, the scriptures called them, because they in some respect denied the law and the prophets. The scripture says you beguiled after anyone to deny any part of the law and the prophets, so there's no case under the kingdom of Yah. Well, a lot of folks feel like if the pastors don't teach it, it's not important. Or they dare not think that the pastors that there's something important in the scriptures the pastors didn't teach them. Well, I got news for you. These are a bunch of scoundrels. Like I said, the Most High sends a prophet to speak with others, would not. Kind of tell you that these folks, since they won't listen to the Spirit to speak these things, it's going to call them false prophets for a reason. They teach fallen doctrine, false testimony, less than all the Most High intends. The scriptures say that he will say to them and to those who follow him that they were abominations, and you never knew him. But a lot of folks know something of those scriptures. Isaiah 41, 41:21 through 42:4. A lot of people know some of those scriptures. They know, I've heard Matthew 7:13 through 28. But have they really embraced the idea? Like I said, the Most High told me to know what is said and I know why it is said, not to discern the implications of a word. It's to miss the point of instruction, and not harness the blessing that is given. But there's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that's contained in the scriptures that, because people wanted to placate themselves after themselves to their own designs. Oftentimes saying, hey, if a pastor doesn't tell them what they want to hear, they go to another one. Wow. My brothers and sisters, do you realize that the Most High calls that a useless prophet who does not profit the people at all? Let me tell you something. Men should actually want to know with all their minds, hearts, and souls what the Most High would grant as instruction. Why does the scripture say the Messiah would have to say, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations? Hearken and do not, listen and hear my speech. In other words, wait a minute, hold on. If the people knew the Most High so well, would there be 480 denominations all saying something different? Or is this just a pretense? Scripture says the Messiah appears, morning by morning he causes the Most High to hear the teaching. He does not fail in his testimony to the people. The scripture says, but his words, for his words, they know no shame. Please look at Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6. Look at that 13th verse, because he said the people are going to be part of his kingdom. Speak no lies, do no iniquity. None to dissuade, none to harm. Most High will defend a people, my brothers and sisters, who will become truly habitations for his word. I said more than his word, though, my brothers and sisters. The word for words is also thoughts and instruction. Whose instructions are men taking? That there are 45,000 denominations out here who can't agree. Doesn't it prove, then, that they're not all walking after the Spirit? And Scripture says Messiah himself would come to reprove them all. And that is the truth, my brothers and sisters, that was understood from the beginning, must be, in order to set the people free. But your leaders would have you to believe that, you pick a denomination. There's no need to see beyond the treachery of your leaders. He said your rights must exceed those who deny you the law and the prophets in any way, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Well, if they compel you to think that they're teaching you everything that you need to know, and you don't need to ask the Most High for what else you need to find out to appease him, who is it that you really trusted? I know what he told me very first off in the beginning. He told me either listen to him or somebody make a fool of me. Well, the word fool, foolish, false, fallen. It means, he said what he was saying to me, either listen to him, I never know what all I need to know, and might wind up deceived thinking that I did. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand something. Messiah said true to his spirit, petition, you know, the disciples that, you know, petitioned for his spirit. Most I said he would send Messiah, that whoever believes in him might receive his spirit. That's not belief in all these folks out here telling you whatever. That means, my brothers and sisters, that you should ask the Most High. I know what he told me as a prayer. He said to me, this is the prayer I should pray. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something's been stuck in my head that acts as an obstacle against me discerning the greater truth. But Father, you know. And I know if you don't tell me, ultimately, I won't know. Do people really believe because they just heard a word or read it somewhere from the mouth of a man? That's all they need to know? Scripture tells about who has heard the echoes of, when Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice. The gospel is not just hearing a word from a man. It's hearing a word. If you hear a man's word or a word the Most High has given from a man, it's hearing the Most High teach you that word, that your faith might transcend your ordinary conscience. Because a lot of people take words and twist them however they will. Both the leaders do and the people do too. Most eyes pleased with neither one. He's talking about a people who overcome the marks of the beast, of the false conditioning of those who refuse to reason, that they may follow the one he calls the Lamb, who would sacrifice himself unto the fullness of divine will for the sake of the people, that they may follow him wherever he leads. Oh, my brothers and sisters, but there are a lot of folks who sit back and act like, you know, hey, it won't make any difference. If the Most High sends someone, because they're already saved. My brothers and sisters, are people so sure that they really already know all they need to know before the time? That's not what the scripture says you should do if you're faithful. If you're faithful, you know the Messiah will come to convert the nation beyond all others. Since the Most High sends him at a time when he looked and he said he saw none righteous, no, not one. None that does good. People not even knowing that they had not sought Yah, but only followed after a bunch of evildoers. Read Psalms 14, Psalms 53. It talks about even in Psalms 2 how the kings have taken counsel, gathered together, and conspired against the Most High and against his anointed. Against the idea about the Most High even sending one anointed to declare his word. Everybody wants to cast aside his instruction. The scripture says, be wise, O kings, and be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and lest you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. And then it says, blessed are they who put their trust in him. You ever stop to consider that the leaders have filled the minds of the people, predisposing them to take his word lightly? Like I said, I can't tell you how many headaches, how many times back, neck tightened up, stressed so often. But how do I get these people to understand these things? Asking the Father, how do I get these people to understand these things you're putting so heavy on me? Like I said, I was on my way in a little while ago, coming to a home. Lord just told me, say, he'll handle it. Wow. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I keep telling you now, word of the wise should be sufficient. People should want to know what the Most High declared before the day of his wrath. Did you hear me? People should want to know what the Most High has to say before the day of his wrath. They might escape his wrath, because I see scriptures in Revelation, for instance, that talks about Messiah coming. Most people don't realize it's talking about Messiah in the 7th chapter. But the testimony is the Most High has already sealed and confirmed. and didn't say anybody would be confirmed that they might not taste his wrath for those who hearken to him. Well, I got news for you. There's a lot of scripture in the Bible, Zechariah 14, so many places that basically said what Messiah will be sent to do is declare indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, discipline like a sharp two-edged sword. And if we really understand the scriptures well, what it's saying is that the Most High intends to establish a time, a day. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, when people get out of line, they're going to find out real quickly where they got out of line. He's going to make it very, very apparent whenever he is not pleased. And men should really count it a blessing, then, my brothers and sisters. The Most High gives them a chance to be reproved before they have to face certain wrath. I want you to think about it. And Zechariah talks about all nations having to come from year to year to hear the word of the king, the fountainhead of living waters, one through whom the Most High says his greater instruction will constantly flow. Talking about the nation that won't listen, well, same thing said in Isaiah 60 is said pretty much in Zechariah 14. All manner of plague upon that nation, whatever nation it might be. Scripture says that nation shall perish. You ever stop to consider what Most High is doing, my brothers and sisters, after men have established all kind of diverse institutionality, whereby they look for false comfort, to consider that they might be protected in their rebellion, their ignorance? Let me tell you something. Forgetfulness? I'm going to tell you what Most High told me. You don't have a right to be ignorant. You don't have to have a right to be forgetful. If we're going to call ourselves his people, how do we dare believe forgetfulness and ignorance represents him? My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people confused for lack of knowledge. We all have a responsibility to seek all his will. We might not be dissuaded, might not be mutual in a conglomerate, deceit? I had a lot I wanted to talk to you about because, and believe me, there's a lot of things Most High told me this past Rosh Chodesh. So much, in fact, that I said to myself, how am I going to get people to understand all this? And I said it again today. And Most High said he's going to put the world in a position where it's going to realize it's been under great distress and will be under great distress until it does listen. Psalms 110. Most High said to King David said, he saw a vision, and the Lord said to my Lord, and then the Father said to his Son, then, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls his friends only those who will seek all his will? John 15:14. Isaiah 59 says that when he seeks to go forth and declare his instruction, whoever will seek to compromise and cause people to feel that they are, safe and under illusions? They are enemies, my brothers and sisters, against what is necessary to make, again, a strong and reverent people. Said, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what else is written there relates to the idea that all those would be. What does it say in Isaiah 44-45? Messiah comes to prove foolish, unacceptable, even worthy of wrath, so much of what your leaders have said, thinking that these people were shepherds and they were not, standing upon infirm foundation. Scripture even goes as far as to say, Most High, through one that he calls his anointed, all shall know that there's only one Lord from rising sun to the west. That means only one whose instructions is under life. Only one who declares a covenant by which the Most High will bless rather than curse. Those who are my brothers and sisters who bless rather than curse the lion. One. And Scripture says, all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Kind of like the Lord saying, when he sends who he sends, declare his word, there's a day when he'll prove, Most High will prove that he has his back. Because the people, my brothers and sisters, in order to become what the Most High has created man for, are going to have to understand what it is to petition the Most High for his spirit. Think about it. Most High one time told me, and I've said this before on the show, he told me, said, till we are all one, till we all are one, we are not saved. We have to work together to mutually work toward, let's just say, the preservation of that mutual blessing the Most High is going to bring. We have to mutually work to help one another understand all that needs to be understood. Kingdom of Yah can't come to bear otherwise. He said, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. He said he came into his own. He created, the world was made by him. But his own received him not. He said, as many as did believe him, did receive him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. We're talking about a people collectively guided by one spirit, my brothers and sisters. Understanding that he who made all things had a purpose for which they are made. That all must be complicit to that purpose, and nothing else will survive that is not true to that purpose. To know that purpose, my brothers and sisters, again, is light and life. But to be left in darkness, not discerning the purpose for which you were made, not discerning the mutual purpose after which all must be instructed, must be complicit, is to be outside of a covenant, my brothers and sisters. Most High is not going to excuse the people who will not know his ways. Hebrews 3 and 4 says, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. But if people will not know his ways, he said, will not enter into his rest. How can the Most High sit back and say, okay, I'm going to let everybody in who won't know my ways, and then everybody arrogant after their own designs, trying to set up their own authority, denying some part of the law and the prophets, like I said, seeking to start establish their own government. And we say we still are going to have a strong people that become strong in his name. Brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan much more fail-safe than that. And it is the duty of a prophet to speak what the Most High declares. Look what happened to Saul. Most High has a plan. Most High has something to tell the people, to warn them that they, not only that they do not err, but they do not harm and hurt themselves. The prophet does not do what he's supposed to do. The scripture says a lot of blood is on his head. But my brothers and sisters, it's not just the idea about the blood, it's on the prophet's head. Look at the destruction that falls upon the people if he doesn't speak. At least he's, Most High is being kind to tell the people. We live in a society, it's strange today, that somebody tells them what the real deal is. They prefer to hear somebody else. Run to somebody who would comfort them in their vanities while they can tell them that everything's cool, while they continue to do whatever they will, think however they will, teach whatever they will, even conspire, my brothers and sisters, that people not be prepared to understand the true message when they hear one. Such a shame. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, if you look at Isaiah 57 and Isaiah 41, look at Isaiah 42. I mean, there's a lot of scripture that says, is it a long time that I have not spoken, that I was silent? Then is that the reason why you don't revere me? Whom you've been in dread and fear that you've lied against me because you listened to your kings? Scripture talks about in the last days in Isaiah 41 how for a long time the Most High didn't exactly send prophets to tell you all that you need to know, because you were so predisposed not to listen. If he sent a prophet, would you hear? And after people have become, lax in their understanding, the question was already said. When he sends one, you wouldn't hear. Most of you wouldn't be prepared to listen. Blessed are they who do, though. Most High is going to show man, our brothers and sisters, from henceforth, once he began to show man again the truth, and heal the lands of those who will hearken to him and destroy the lands of those who won't, until they listen. People know to have always a listening ear, attentive, ready to hear his instruction. I know back in the old days, I've actually seen this. I've actually seen this personally. Yes, I've actually seen this personally. I actually ran one too. I remember a long time ago when you were little kids. Wow. If your parents said something and you were behind your neighbor's house across the street and you heard your door creak, and you're supposed to always be tuned. All that noise kids making, hey, you always were attentive. You were supposed to be always ready to hear if your parents called. And that's just simply the way it is. What you mean you didn't hear? Supposed to have heard. Let me tell you something. That kind of respect for parents is rare in society today. But I actually saw something I thought was truly amazing once. A lady who had a daughter who was deaf. And her daughter learned to feel the floor for the presence of her mother. There was a time, I said, for the presence of her mother. There was a time when, you know, the elders, when they said something to you, especially for, like I said, I remember my grandfather oftentimes used to just simply tell me, sometimes I'd have to get on my back. Oh, boy. Spare himself having to pull out that switch and make me go get one. I remember that when I was at my grandfather's house sometimes. He had a wise way of getting my attention. He would just simply say, there's a way to see wise unto men, but they never of his death. Oh, boy. Made me think real quick. Could I be doing something out of line? That I always be prepared to hear. Might save you behind. Oh, boy. I sit back and think about it now. I'm really thankful. Yeah, I'm really thankful. I always said, you do what the Lord say do. Makes me wonder, did he really realize how much he had hypnotized me? So you teach them the right way while they're young. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Man. Not saying he knew everything, but he taught me that you seek Father's will. You get a chance. You seek his will, you do it. And again, my brothers and sisters, for that I am definitely thankful. Like I said, the Most High sent the prophet to speak what others would not. Why would he send a prophet if it wasn't important? He says his gospel, or the gospel of peace unto his kingdom, is a pure and perfect word. Doesn't allow for a multitude of different dissensions, different ideals, different opinions, offers one choice. Most High sent Messiah. Messiah said all power, all authority from on high has been given unto him. Again, like the fountainhead of living waters. One through whom wisdom flows. The concept of Shiloh that existed among those in the East, Afro-Asia, if you will, of monotheist mind, looked always for the appearance of one whom the Most High would instruct for the good of all the people. That being a great blessing for the Most High, not from the Most High, not only unto the establishment of his kingdom, but the preservation of his beauty. Does society understand that today in such an irreverent society as this? Like I said, the Most High told me it's going to be all about respect. Hmm. A lot to catch on to. Think about it, the adversary in the very beginning. I've talked about this on the show. This matter state we live in. Well, it came about as a result of a rebellion. I ask people all the time, say, think about it. What do you think came first? Which came first? This matter state in which the world is now, this physical state, or spirit? Which came first, spirit or matter? Matter or spirit, which came first? And it's obvious. Well, I can only tell you that the ancient Hebrew sages always understood that the matter state we see in this world today, or at least this matter state that we see, the Messiah said he's not of this world, not of this vibration, then. So should his people be of a higher vibration, able to harness and respond wisely to a higher word. But the adversary causing contentions that wrought this matter state that the Most High sought to create beauty in, nevertheless. I can only tell you the adversary felt that if after this matter state came into being, that's a result of a rebellion, a fall from a higher conscience, like the congealing, like you would want to put it away from steam to water to ice. Of this matter state that came as a result of rebellion and resistance against divine will. Once it came into being, Most High said he's going to create something out of this dust and cause it to praise him. The adversary said he would cause that this being that came was created of this matter rebellious state. He said he would make that being curse the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, not only the Most High want to bring forth a person, but a people, families, my brothers and sisters, whole nations, a world that be true to him beyond all the variant predispositions that this world has been taught. He says those who walk after the flesh, if you walk after the flesh, you'll die. Walk after what merely seems wise after your own heart. Seeking to appease yourself, you die. We have to learn how to work together, my brothers and sisters, according to his will. And getting people to realize how much they must transcend themselves to be true unto that purpose. Just getting people to realize how much they really need to seek God. That's a very, very difficult thing in a society that has been taught so much compromise. Like I said, you can always find somebody to lie to you and tell you that something wrong is right. Scripture said when Messiah comes, it's going to be a terror and a vexation to many understand the report. So much of what they thought was wise will be found foolish. Cloth too short, warp weak, insufficient for a garment, meaning what people thought was wise enough to cover their shame, was tattered and torn. Inconsistent, incomplete, imperfect doctrines that only show one's inattentiveness and lack of knowledge concerning the Most High. Isaiah 65 says, "Woe to those who forget his holy mountain." There's some truths, my brothers and sisters, about the holy kingdom. The Most High declared from the beginning it should never have been forgotten. He says you should remember these things lest you be transgressors. In Isaiah 46, he called everybody a transgressor. Can't be righteous without these truths. It's about Isaiah 46, 8 through 13. He says, "What are those who forget his holy mountains? When he calls, they don't answer because they think that already what they have is wise." He said, "When I called, you did not answer, and spoke, you did not listen." Said these would be delivered to the sword, proving that they had no real intent to walk after the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the real intent to the Most walk after the Most High, you see a lot of insanity and begins to start to sound really strange to you. Something in your spirit tells you something's not right. And you seek balance. For a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, just walk around oblivious as if nothing is out of order. The more insane things get, and the deeper into the traps that so many fall, people feel like if they seem to be just treading water, barely head above water, they figure somehow it's all right. But how long can you keep on treading water, my brothers and sisters, in a turbulent sea? Need to wake up, my people. Need to wake up. Like I said, time will come when men will seek to discern what indeed is the will of the Most High. One scripture says you should no longer call me Balaam, but you should call me Ishi. It talks about the time when Most High restores the covenant. Jeremiah 30 says, make a new thing in the earth, restore a covenant in the earth. A woman shall love her husband. A woman shall encompass a man. And my brothers and sisters, in this case, it's not talking about an ordinary human conscience here. What is it that men call the bride? Some people say the bride of, I don't even want to use that pagan word they came up with, this establishing compromise. Yes, the title of the Christ is a Babylonian, Greco-Roman, goes back to a whole lot of heathen ideas. Go back far enough. Greco-Roman polytheist ideal. Never true to the idea about an anointed of the will of one. But the idea about an anointed one after the ideals of a multitude of variant kings, contentious, variant false gods, contentious in all their different ideals. Meaning the king is crazy. Complicit with the ideas of so many to gain supposed authority while compromising even his own identity, but exalting himself and all his varying ideas above everything, because he says, since the kings were contentious because they favored him, then he could be a savior even of the kings. Pagan idea, my brothers and sisters. Totally pagan idea. It's not true to the most ancient term for an anointed one, terms like Shiloh, terms like the Kurdee. The one who comes to declare all that is divine righteousness, faithful to the Most High, faithful and chosen ally who will perform and teach all the Most High requires. That a world, my brothers and sisters, after the will of one, become one. No longer, my brothers and sisters, everyone left easily gullible and complicit after folly because they know not the truth. Most High said that he would write his laws upon the minds and the hearts. I said he would give his instructions himself. That they all should know him. That would be your deliverance. We live in a society today, like I said, people want to sit back and holler about how they know what's said, but do they really understand why? A lot of scripture gets totally, completely overlooked because people can't see how it fits into a false program that they learn from folks who never tell them the whole truth. So a lot of folks just look at certain scripture and read right through it as if it didn't exist because it doesn't fit with their program. I had a lot of folks tell me. I go ahead and tell you that here in this city, Representative for Ben and me one time told me when I showed him Isaiah 19, Isaiah 24, scriptures like that, talking about, how Messiah should truly appear. He told me that basically because it didn't comply with Ben and me's doctrine, that it was foolishness. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, my brother and sister, Most High calls a fool anybody who does not seek the fullness of his will. But I said my piece. And I'll be honest with you, it actually hurt me to have to leave not just this man, but his congregation to their blindness. But Most High still told me I had to speak. Well, Most High sends a prophet, my brothers and sisters. Most High sends a prophet to warn a city. Wow. Woe upon that city in the day the prophet turns his back to go forth and look back at that city no more. Hmm. Like I said, the Most High told me I must tell you things. Yes, he told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Long time comforted in their illusions. How many would prove they're rational? You know, at the beginning of this show, and through the course of, if you look at the show, the splash screens, and, you know, at the intro of this show, you see a series of pictures, and those pictures and a lot of information, filled with scripture as to why I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed. Whole lot of information there that most people completely overlook, have not been taught. It's in the book from Genesis to Revelation. Like I said, I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. The gospel is the whole word. There's a lot of word that hadn't been taught then. And then I go as far as to tell folks after, you know, showing them all these things, I may have put in a list there. And I tell folks point blank that the Messiah is not Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Church of Christ, whatever these people call themselves. He's not denigrated by any of these institutions. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, what it really means is folks who are in any of these institutions are not following him. He said, go forth seeking to go forth and teach everything. And I've just shown a multitude of things that these institutions are not teaching, but people still believe that they are believers in these institutions. That's insanity. He said, your righteous must exceed those who deny any part of the law and the prophets. And I'm showing all these things contained in the law and the prophets the leaders haven't taught. Who are these people following? I look at the scriptures in Isaiah 57. It talks about the leaders. Because of your leaders, no man discerns that it's the righteous man that will escape the wrath that is to come. All your leaders being treacherous. I'm talking about Isaiah 56, 9 through 57. And it says, amongst other things, it says, the Most High will send Messiah, and he will say, because people followed after their leaders, of whom have you been in dread and fear that you've lied against me, and I have not remembered me. I laid my law to your heart. And it says, if you trust in those who tell you you are wise, then after such partialities, after so much hypocrisy, misinstruction, misrepresentation, misadministration, who tell you everything is okay, even gather you together, so much insolence, irreverence, disrespect. Scripture says, if you trust in them or you run to them for comfort, you say, behold, they'll all be swept away. They put down they, but it means if you run to them for comfort, you swept away too. Swept away like wind and vanity. But those who put their trust in me, he says, will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain. He says, get the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. Behold, I'm the Holy One of old, and you did not revere me. People think after everybody's instruction in this book, they revered the one king. Doesn't make any sense, my brothers and sisters. Doesn't make any sense. I don't make any sense at all. And if you want to talk about the people that are going to be called the bride of the Lamb, you know, in the old days, a lot of things I need to tell you about this, but in the old days, you know, when a woman was betrothed to her husband, she might have known who her husband was going to be because oftentimes it was her husband was chosen by their families, the family of the groom and the family of the groom, the family of the child that was to be one day a bride. And it was a mutual understanding in society that knowing who her husband was going to be, if she was faithful to the course that had been established, then she renounced anyone else would be a suitor. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that a faithful bride will renounce all other suitors for the sake of being true to her husband. And I would even say to many today that though a woman may have many suitors, she, if she is faithful, will renounce all those suitors when she finds a husband. Well, you got all these so-called suitors. Political, social, national, religious, nations and denominations, all these different institutions that vie for the conscience of the people, claiming all to be the bride of one. But they can't get along in the house. They can't agree in the house. Whose children are these? And I'm talking about both the leaders and the people and the leaders. My brothers and sisters, time we wake up and understand, like I told you, what Most High told me, till we all are one, we are not saved. We should all seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, then that we have a covenant, because the day is going to come and man's going to understand. And Most High is not going to accept anything else but peace. Did you hear me? He's not going to accept anything else but a mutual respect for all that is his will. Anything else will be considered provocative. If we really understand the book of Jacob, they call it James. We were warned, for those who understand the gospel of Shiloh, not to allow the provocations of the nations, the compromises of the other nations, the nations that refuse to hear the whole truth. Don't allow the compromise among the nations to cause you to forget that your faith in the promise of Yah demands that you seek a perfect work. All the Most High declared, double-mindedness regarding this, as if the Messiah will not be sent to reprove all the unrighteousness of all the nations and being complicit after the compromises of the nations, to forget this. And let's think about it. That's exactly what has happened. Rome could not stand the idea and despise the idea that Messiah would be sent to reprove all the rulers of the earth and prove them all treacherous. Men knew that and accepted that. They would know to always seek the Most High and not be so easily beguiled, made gullible to miss the point. Like I said, those who knew the promise would understand why in Isaiah, well, Jacob, James, first chapter, says the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Yah endures forever. Understanding the promise of Shiloh, this related in Isaiah 40 to 41, says, comfort ye, all my people. In other words, see beyond all those who cause you to function in a contentious and warlike manner against the truth. Seek the greater truth. Seek him who comes. The Most High said, they will wait for him to renew their strength. The one whom the Most High says, through whom he shall make the kings and rulers and all the varying ideals, dust before his sword, driven stubble to his bow. In other words, every other standard should come to a demise. Every other form of leadership. That's not true, the fullness of what the Most High declares. For the restraining of his people coming again, strong in the knowledge and instruction of the Most High, respecting and knowing his instruction, that whoever would stand against this should be ashamed. Well, those who truly would understand, I've said this before, the book of Jacob, James, those chapters tell you that they anticipated the coming of the one called the Kurdi, the one called Shiloh, to whom all must gather. And can't be double-minded about it. If you want the Most High to show you the way into his kingdom, you expect to, you seek his instruction, expecting to have to respect the way of the king whose message the Most High sends by his anointing. We live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that consensus, that double-mindedness has made many lands, my brothers and sisters, unworthy of hearing a true king or even having a true king. Scripture says, if any man be double-minded, let him not think he receive anything from Yahweh. Well, for a long time, the Most High didn't send a prophet because people weren't prepared to listen to him. And there's a huge message, and I'm telling you now, the Most High told me that I have to sin, that I must speak, because the time is late now, my brothers and sisters. And regretfully, many are going to realize that, they didn't know as much as they thought they knew. Most times, going to have to prove that to people too. Men are going to have to understand. They got to do more than just simply read the book and get out of what they want to. Most times, still gave the book. But my brother and sisters, only those whose eyes he opens see beyond the seals that are upon it. I see Isaiah 29. It talks about because many didn't want to uphold the authority Most High gave his people Israel, that the book was sealed to them. The vision become dull. But the Most High says the time will come that where men have become worshipers after the precepts and doctrines of men. How about function after systems, they said, up for and by the people, people controlled by those who never want you to understand the whole truth. Everything flipped upside down. Their worship is after the precepts and doctrines of men. And men not understand that their leaders were dealt corruptly. In other words, if their worship after the precepts and doctrines of men, and the people haven't realized their leaders have dealt corruptly, then who have men been compelled to worship? Have they really been free, my brothers and sisters, under one, this is what they call freedom of religion, everybody teaching whatever they will, giving license to anybody's word who dares to sit back and say they worship Yah? Because most people are desirous to believe that whatever they choose is salvation, not realizing, my brothers and sisters, my people have been, over the course of many generations, without a covenant, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not even prepared to hear and understand knowledge for a long time, trusting a lack of knowledge. But my brothers and sisters, those who Most High has touched to understand the magnanimity of his thoughts would not dare to consider, would not dare to consider the infirmity, the insanity, the inconsistency, the contradictions, the contentions, the provocations that are common in this world, wouldn't dare consider that worthy to the Most High. Be afraid to even think of it as such. I've heard his voice, my brothers and sisters, and I can only tell you, there's no hint of maybe in it. Most High from the beginning has already declared what shall be. He said the very fact that he is capable of doing that and bringing it to bear declares who he is as supreme. And people dare to think that they're going to take that from him. Because they've been rebellious. No, my brothers and sisters. Don't work. It just simply doesn't work that way. Most High is going to have, and some will be wise enough to realize that when he speaks, they should want to hear his voice. They should want to be part of the glory of a mind greater than all whom they see. They won't call it freedom anymore, my brothers and sisters. Everybody walks according to hasty conclusions that they made in a lack of knowledge. Men are going to learn, my brothers and sisters, that in asking the Most High for his spirit, that they should all want to collectively be true to his will. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11 says, in the name of the Most High, how about after his spirit, we should all speak the same thing. To one understanding, no divisions among us. Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be more than just the idea about having to bring forth a one that will be true to him. What the adversary has despised more than anything else, what the Most High said he would give as a gift, a law by which a people shall be reverent, wise, to cooperate together as one. That's the biggest gift the Most High said he would give. And to see a people, families, a people, even nations, even a whole world, wise beyond all that would turn them aside. He says he's going to destroy the wicked, the lawless, whoever would turn his people aside. And then the knowledge of Yah should go forth. Cover the earth as the water covers the sea, meaning his peace. It says, Messiah, in that day, all nations shall seek him, and his rest, his peace shall be glorious. My brothers and sisters, that is exactly what the adversary does not desire. He said he would cause all to curse the name of the Most High, because everybody wants to sit back and speak and walk after their own minds, lean into their own understanding. Well, I can only say, my brothers and sisters, have we really understood what it means to ask the Most High for his spirit to be made wise enough to want the truth and find it foolish to walk otherwise? Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters? I've already seen it. It was a beautiful thing. All minds collectively walking after one understanding. Each mind and heart reverberating the will of one. If just one says even one concept, that is so, thousands upon thousands reverberate the implications of that beautiful diamond of wisdom. Cut many facets, and my brothers and sisters described in all its beauty in such a manner that, a million facets of that beautiful diamond, they all would understand and be able to recreate and know it from everything else. Because they all well understand the beauty of a concept that is precious. Real praise, my brothers and sisters. Real praise, find the Maker, is what's going to have to be restored in this earth. I pray, my brothers and sisters, I really do, that more people understand that. Some of the things the Most High says by showing it to me. Didn't have to explain it. It was very obvious that for something so beautiful to come to pass, what all became very obvious what for something so beautiful come to pass, what all must be. Still got a lot of things to tell you. A lot of things to tell you about this. Last evening I wanted to begin to talk about so much. That's beginning to hit my mind. I've touched on it a little bit tonight, but the implications on it are massive, and I knew that last evening, if I'd started on it, it would have taken forever. Far more than, you know, a couple of hours might begin to explain sufficiently. It was a little late. It's late now. Most of you told me I need to go ahead and talk to you about some precursory information that's necessary to understand what I would have told you last evening. Ancient concept of a king, especially the idea of the Constylo, is that the strength or fall of a nation is dependent upon whether or not they have a wise king and whether or not that king hearkens to the Most High. Well, the promise of Shiloh, the Most High would send a king that he himself would struck, constantly disciplined, constantly lightened. And only if the people hearken to that king, with the beauty of the kingdom that the Most High established, be preserved. Because most will understand that one day. In fact, the scripture says in Isaiah 59 that his covenant shall not, and that one comes to establish a standard in order to establish an eternal peace. His covenant shall not depart from the mouths of your descendants, nor the mouths of your descendants. Your mouths, not your descendants, nor the mouths of your descendants, henceforth, even forever. Then we'll finally learn, my brothers and sisters, what it is to hearken the Most High and know that they continually must. Knowing how much they put in jeopardy by not doing so. It's if you love your brother, if you love your children. Understanding the Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yah is one. All his people would also be one. Seeking the Most High with all their minds, hearts, soul, and might. Loving your neighbor as yourself. In other words, you desire beauty. You desire peace. You desire liberty. Everybody recognizes their responsibility to call upon the name of the Most High to seek all that is His covenant for the preservation of the beauty He said He would bring to bear to those who were in obedience to it and those who would preserve it. Everybody recognizes their responsibility, my brothers and sisters, to maintain the beauty. Because the Most High in the judgment is going to hold man accountable for what those scriptures talk about. And call blessings and curses. Revelation 15 talks about it. Whoever will not hearken to this word and receive all the curses in Revelation 9, Revelation 20, 20. Revelation 22. Even talks about only those being welcome unto the kingdom who would neither add nor take away from the word, but to keep, seek, maintain the glory of what is divine command and instruction. Casting out all those who love lies. Only those who want to see a kingdom manifest after the purity of divine will and call that freedom, after the mind who made of Him who made all things, only they are welcome. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society today, and we live in a world today that hadn't really understood those concepts at all. When they hear these concepts again, will recognize the wisdom that is in them. The Most High said, restoring the covenant, bringing remembrance, His covenant, understanding that He said He would bless those who oppose the covenant and curse those who won't. So there He comes to restore the concept of what is the covenant, so people no longer rely upon their sin, thinking the Most High is going to forgive those who won't turn from transgression. We're going to have to understand. The scriptures say we all have the same covenant when He turns, when He comes to defend those who turn from transgression. He didn't say defend those who would. He said, remember these things, O ye transgressors. It's been sin to forget. Did you, my brothers and sisters, look at Isaiah 46. It's been sin to forget this promise of an absolution the Most High was sin through Messiah. People, like I said, have been taught a Christ, not a Kurdi. Believing the Most High will send a Messiah that's completed all the varied ideas and dissimulations and hypocrisies, misrepresentations of the nations. Scripture says He comes with a sharp mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. It discerns the thought and intents of the heart. It's a word of truth. Find out who loves the truth and who loves the lie. He says, smite the nation with a rod of iron. But unflinching. Our brothers and sisters, that men no longer presume to know the will of Yah and come to know it absolutely. What mankind is not is a blessing. It's not freedom. No, it's not deliverance. No, it's not salvation. To presume or be compelled to believe that you know something and you've not known. Think about what Messiah is going to say to many. Did we not in your name cast out devils? In your name preach many wonderful, do many wonderful works? Prophesy, teach? Say, keep away from me, I never knew you. Meaning you didn't get any of these doctrines from Him. My brothers and sisters, people are telling you to follow somebody else's instruction, which is why they do so much iniquity. And dare to call it wise. Like I said before, do people really believe the 45,000 denominations are all true to His instruction? And like I said to you before, beginning of this show, and explaining the show, I relate all these things that the denominations of this world don't teach. The scripture says they don't. But you still want to believe these institutions serve Yah. Well, I'm just going to tell you how the Most High told me. Because I asked him a question. I said, what was his definition of a fool? He said, anybody who would not listen to Him. Anybody who would turn against Him. Anybody who would argue against Him. Anybody who seeks to defy, stand against him. How about stand against the truth of it? Teaching lies to prevent men from understanding the truth. You can say that's a fool. Nobody will succeed, my brothers and sisters, in so doing. And the first thing that came to my mind is the petition of the Most High, teach me that it not be me. He told me either listen to him or somebody make a fool of me. Well, that means say, teach me again, teach me. Is that not be me?
But
there also got to understand that if he doesn't teach a soul, my brothers and sisters, man is fated to be a fool. A man, if Most High doesn't teach a soul, my brothers and sisters, one can only be a devil, deviant in his presumptuousness, pretending to be wise, pretending to relate himself as a standard, far from it. But he told me it's the difference between a fool and a damn fool. That really shocked me. He says, some folks, no matter how much you seek to reason,
60 seconds.
They'd rather believe a deceiver than believe they've been deceived. Messiah, the scripture says, comes to declare absolution again. Declare absolute what is righteousness, the will of Yah. But people actually have been compelled to believe that he comes to sanction those who don't have reason enough or won't hear the whole truth. Think again. Sire comes to men will seek to hear, my brothers and sisters, what a long time they have not. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, in preparation for so much else that needs to be said. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near, and I thank you all listening. To his might, honor, and praise always.
10 seconds.
Hallelujah! I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.